What's up, guys? It's your baby girl, Kinana Ja, and welcome to today's episode on Oliver Twist. And on today's show, we're talking on violence. So, what is violence? Violence is simply when you fight. It is the use of physical force so as to injure, abuse, damage, and even destroy against oneself, another person, or against a group or community, which either results in or has a high tendency of resulting in injury, death, psychological harm, maldevelopment, or deprivation. I said violence is simply when you fight. And I want to bring it to our notice that before violence precedes anger. Therefore, anger management plays an important role in violence. And that's why you see people beating up their spouses. And news of marriages crashing due to violence is no longer new, in which violence could have been avoided. Recently, I've been seeing videos in which the violence instigated could have been totally avoided. Yes, and there's no violence instigated that couldn't have been managed. Every violence could have been managed in a better way. So, I saw this particular video on my friend's WhatsApp status in which I didn't know what really happened, but the scenario was that there was a guy and a lady on a date, and as they were about to start eating, the lady started throwing food, rice, pasta on the guy, and the guy was just there keeping calm, at least probably keeping his anger in check. Then it got to a point, the lady started throwing the drinks at him, and as the lady was about to throw the red wine on his white shirt, the guy stood up and tried to push the girl. So the lady fell into the pool, and what amused me was that people were actually blaming the guy. Why did he push? Why he could have fallen? The lady could have died. The lady could have had some injuries at the pool because he pushed her. And I was like, wow, really? I just feel people were not biased. So, in the first place, why did the girl throw food at him in the first place? Like, the guy didn't even complain, and not until she attempted to stain his white shirt. See, this is where anger management comes into play. Whatever happened could have been resolved without drama. Why can't the lady just talk it or explain how she felt? Or she didn't necessarily have to bring up that drama. Look, we are humans, and I'm sure most of you wouldn't even take that shit from anybody. I mean, why would you throw food at no, please. What she did was not necessary. It should have been prevented, and she didn't act well. Yes, that behavior was bad. And you see the other guy, what if she had gotten injured, or maybe as she fell into the pool, she hit her head on the tiles and died? We would have been saying another story now. So both of them did wrong. The aftermath of violence is usually regretful and bad. And the aftermath is not something that can be easily erased. Okay, what if in the middle of a fight somebody died? Even if you are not at fault, what if somebody died? You'll be held responsible and you'll be put into life imprisonment, and that's the end of someone's life. So, you see, when I say the aftermath of violence is usually regretful and bad, it makes us think, so why violence in the first place? You see, there's nothing like, I didn't know why I beat up somebody, or I didn't know why I got into a fight, or I didn't know what came over me when I was beating my spouse. My people, it is anger. You let anger take hold of your senses. You allowed it to control your emotions and you became a slave to anger and therefore did as it says. Violence can be resolved when we start to learn how to control our anger. Always remember to keep your anger in check in whatever situations. And thanks for joining me on this episode of Oliver Twist. And remember to use my email at idunolubeyede@gmail.com or my WhatsApp, or make use of the voice message box. Please can you tune in for my next episode next week Saturday on anger and anger management. Sending you lots of socially distanced love. Bye guys!